Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. And before I share the message that the Lord has placed on my heart, I just, as I usually do, want to pray for the needs of those who are listening, as well as to share some burdens that are on my heart. So, because the Lord is concerned and I'm concerned about where you're at this moment, God is a God of all comfort. And in the time of trouble, He will be to us a refuge and a resting place. So, if you are needing the presence of God and the comfort of God or the wisdom, direction of God, we're needy people and we must rely on Him. Even the great Apostle Paul said, "When I am weak, then I am strong," because he had learned the secret in his weakness through all the trials and the battles he went through, that he could look unto his Lord and know that he would not be forsaken. And that same Lord is our God. Jesus loves you, beloved. He loves you with an everlasting love. And let's just go to Him in prayer, regardless of whatever needs may be in your life, whatever burdens may be on your heart, whatever circumstances and trials you may find yourself in right now. We have a God of all comfort, a God who loves us. And so, Father, we do come to you. And Father, I pray for brothers and sisters right now who are listening. And Lord, you see needs in their lives. Father, we thank you for the times we can be on the mountaintop, and some listening might right now may be in a wonderful, glorious, joyous place. But if they've walked with the Lord any length of time, we know and they know that we will be tested. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. So, Father, we stand on your word. We stand on your faithfulness. Regardless whatever those needs are, Father, by faith, we come to you with humble hearts. We come to you with trust and with faith and with praise and with thanksgiving, because you love us and because you are a God who hears and answers prayer. And as we pray according to your will, we know that you hear us and we'll have those petitions that we've desired of you. And so, Father, touch now those who are afflicted in body, those who are sorrowing in soul, those who are tested by trials and circumstances that are just feeling like they're taking every bit of their strength. Father, you are our strength. And so, Father, I release the anointing and the peace of God right now, the peace of God which passes all understanding. And I praise you and thank you for it. Amen and amen. You know, that's an interesting scripture. As I said, I just want to share with you for a little while. A peace that passes understanding, obviously, while we can relate to what peace is, that peace he's talking about is a peace that comes in the midst of the greatest trial and testings of our faith, that we know that we know. I think some of the most beautiful words in the Old Testament, as I said before, if you're a regular listener, Job has always been my hero. And while he had no understanding of what was occurring, while he did not understand that he was on display, God was allowing Satan, he took down that hedge around Job, allowing Satan to test him and to steal, kill, and destroy in every area of his life, his family, his servants, his material possessions, his reputation, his physical health. And in spite of those testings, oh, beloved, God knew he had a man that loved him, because Job could say, "Yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. Sometimes, beloved, we don't have understanding of sometimes the terrible trials that even Christians would go through. And yet, we know by that same scripture that says, all things work together for good to those who love God and the called according to his purpose. There is a plan, there is a purpose. And so we must trust him. And so that's my exhortation in a personal way to you. Trust him with what you're going through. Continue to pray. Continue to stand with the full armor of God. And as the Lord leads, should you desire the support of agreeing prayer, because there is power in prayer. Sometimes I've prayed for things and they haven't moved, and I've asked someone to agree with me, and then victory is given. So, praise God. So I do encourage you to just thank God in your circumstances, not for them, but in them. Hallelujah. Praise and thanksgiving is a powerful weapon in our spiritual arsenal. Praise God. Well, my heart has been so burdened by the things that are occurring in the news. As you may or may not know, the broadcasts I make are made several weeks in advance, and we've just received news of what has happened the last several days, the terrible mass shootings. And I don't know about you, but I am so burdened for the state of our nation and for the state of the church. There's so much apostasy, and there's so much compromise that denominations that were once started in the fire of the Holy Ghost now are compromising and are preaching a message of inclusiveness and relevance for the world in which we are living. And as I've said many times, beloved, the dividing line is the Word of God. You either accept and believe it is God's inerrant will that has been, as it was written down in the original manuscripts, it has been preserved by the Holy Spirit to give us that truth, and you either accept it or you reject it. And unfortunately, there is so much occurring now in our society in ever-increasing measure that makes us question. We can say, Lord, is there hope? But there is, because God has everything in control. And I would just like to share something that I'm on a few mailing lists of some ministries, and I hold in my hand, and I'm just going to read a few paragraphs from a recent mailing of the Prophetic Observer, that Southwest Radio Church, one of the oldest radio ministries in the nation. And I have a reason in doing this, because it's an introduction to the burden that's on my heart for our children. The brother goes on to say, this militant gay takeover has been following a well-orchestrated, carefully designed plan for years. Again, I'm quoting, and I'm not familiar with this book, but in 1989, a book written after the ball, which presents the battle plan for the takeover of America, authors Kirk and Madsen talk about converting the public to accept homosexuality. And I'm quoting, "We mean conversion of the average American's emotions, mind, and will through a planned psychological attack in the form of propaganda fed to the nation via the media. Our effect is achieved without reference to facts, logic, or proof." And in this same article, this brother says, a film I'm not familiar with, a tragic but revealing documentary film, A Nation Adrift, chronicles the outrageous events that took place during the Hamilton Square Baptist Church riot in 1992. An angry group of homosexuals and lesbians who objected to the speaker for that service vandalized church property, assaulted church members, terrorized congregants, screamed profanity, threw rocks, harassed and frightened children, and disrupted the service. Rioters pounded on church doors and attempted to break through. When the rioters saw church children standing in the lobby, they shouted, "We want your children! Give us your children!" Lot experienced some of the same lustful aggressiveness in Genesis 19. Even after these homosexuals were struck blind by the angel, quote, "they wearied themselves to find the door," verse 11. Rather than fleeing from a devastating angelic encounter, these crazed men were still looking to sodomize the angels. And beloved, this is my burden, is for the children, because children, as you know, are very impressionable. They are very vulnerable. And we know that there are plans, agendas. In fact, I can recall, I was born in 1944. I came out to Berkeley, California, I think it was 1964, to attend the University of California at Berkeley. I was in the middle of all those, you know, Haight-Ashbury, the free speech movement, Timothy Leary, the LSD, all the things that were erupting, especially there on the West Coast, on the West Coast in that campus. And I remember there were some dear conservative a couple up in years. Their son was in, turned out to, would go into the military for a career. They said, well, this is all communist base, and I would get so upset. I was very unsaved at the time. But beloved, we have to understand that there has been an agenda since the 1930s or even before of the effects, the results of what we are seeing right now in our nation. And beloved, we need to pray as never before. We need to pray protection for our children, for the educational systems from elementary school all the way through our colleges and universities. It's part of an agenda. And beloved, we as Christians need to pray and repent and call out to God for His mercy, and that there will be revival in our nation. Well, there's much more I want to share, and as I said, I haven't even gotten into the message this week, but I pray that you will be stirred by the Holy Spirit to pray as never before, and to seek God, and to walk in the Spirit. He's called us to a walk of holiness and dedication and commitment, and we, as His obedient children, must respond to what the Spirit is saying in the church these days in which we're living. Well, my time has flown by, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. We will pick up tomorrow where we left off. If you're a new listener, I thank you for listening, and my radio family, God bless you for your prayerful support and all that you do. I love you and pray for you every day, my radio family. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,